Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Martita and Patty. Look at that.
Hello,
we get to be together
back again.
Three times. That's I love this.
Awesome. Me too. It's fun.
The one thing I really like is that we encourage each other, we lift each other up, and we push each other forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, come on.
That's so right.
I'm going to share about what the Lord is putting in my heart.
Okay.
So I'm just going to read because it will speak for itself first, and then we can go into it. And this is to share. This is what the Lord has put for me to do this year.
Okay.
So as 2024 is coming in, He always gives me a theme for the next year.
Sure.
For my life. So I'm going to share what the Lord has put in my heart for next year and to start now working towards it.
Okay.
I'm reading Romans 12, 1 and 2. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living, holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. I am going through, you know, things in the ministry that I'm trying to decide which way to go and to follow Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to serve him with all my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been praying about it. And the Lord said, give me this year, seek me out. And let me keep transforming you, and I'll show you where I want you to be.
Mm.
So that's why this, to me, is my verses for coming next year, is the spirit, soul, and body, and how to give it all to him. I am a worshiper. I love to worship the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And by giving my body as a sacrifice to him, it's a type of worship.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some things that I need to, some changes that I need to take care of, because this is the temple of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And I need to honor it and respect it and treat it as such. I am responsible for this body.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do with it. I am responsible with my mind, what I do and I choose to do with it and what I put in it. And the same thing, my spirit needs to be fed. What am I doing and how am I doing it? So you see how it's a process.
Yes.
That includes every single part of it. And I'm excited about it. It's not easy.
It's a commitment for sure.
It's a commitment. And it's not easy with everything that is thrown at you to really do that. So that's what so everybody out there listening, we're going to brainstorm mm-hmm. into encouraging ways to do this for me and for anybody out there that would like to join me into this new path
mm-hmm.
that I'm going into. I mean, it's a life
new
process.
Path of transformation.
Yes, but it's a new path of transforming, because once you become saved, it's a process. It's mm-hmm. a lifetime process. We will not be perfect until we go to heaven.
That's right.
And so even though my spirit is perfect, it still needs to be fed.
Mm-hmm.
And my soul and my body, they definitely need some help.
mm-hmm. Me too. Me too. So amen, sister.
You mentioned as we were talking that you had a dream that the Lord gave you just a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were talking about what we were going to talk in this show, it reminded you of this dream. So, sister, go for it.
You just said, you know, that through this transformation, you believe that God is going to show you where he wants you to be.
Yes.
And so that kind of leads into the dream that I had also. In this dream, I'm not even sure if I was awake or sleeping. I don't know, because it was so vivid. But I found myself like in a tree, and there were all kinds of leaves and branches surrounding me. And it was beautiful. I mean, I knew it was fall. There were all the yellows and the oranges and the pretty colors and stuff. And then bit by bit, all these leaves started to drop and fall away. And as they did, you know, before I could only see the leaves and I couldn't see beyond. As they began to fall and they began to drop, then I could see what lie beyond.
Oh, wow.
And so it was like the whole landscape, my whole view transformed. And that's kind of, and I felt like he said that's what he was doing this fall leading into the new year. Then, so that really went along with, you know, show me where you want me to be. And I think that's what the Lord was showing me through that dream.
You know what blows me away?
Mm-hmm.
I just went to Tennessee to visit a friend, and I told her I want to go in the fall because I want to see all the colors.
Mm-hmm.
And it was beautiful. And I said to my husband, I said, Jeff, look at this, how beautiful it is, but they're all dead.
Uh-huh.
They're all going to fall. The beauty of it, but they're all going to fall, and the tree is going to be just a tree trunk until spring.
Mm-hmm. And then new life comes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I thought of, we had a vacation home up in Boone, North Carolina, and the home sat on top of a mountain, so it was like 4,000 elevation. And we had a balcony that went all the way around the porch.
Oh my gosh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, so when we bought the house, you went up there and you just were like on top of the trees and the mountains, and it was just gorgeous. It was like a panoramic view. And then we came home, went up a couple months later, and it was fall. And all of a sudden you walked out on the balcony and you're like, oh my gosh. And you're seeing all this stuff that you didn't know was there before. It was still there, but you couldn't see it through the trees. All of a sudden we could see downtown. There was a little airport down there. I didn't even know it was there because you couldn't see it. I mean, the whole perspective was just transformed when all the leaves fell. You could see beyond.
But what I like is that you were still in the same location.
Exactly.
But a completely new perspective was shown to you.
That's right. So, you know, it was like God was saying, this fall, he's removing all the leaves that are blocking our view. And he's saying that I would be able to see what lies beyond.
That's
so
awesome.
That's what we're going to see in the new year. We're going to see what lies beyond. He's going to give us that spiritual eyesight in the new year to come. And he wants us to be stronger. I've been dealing with the same thing you are, is the body. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like time to get it
healthy.
Together, you
yes.
know, and get healthy and to eat right and to exercise and all of those different things. And I'm having to renew my mind to a new way of getting physically healthy. I broke my leg in two places.
Oh.
Ended up in a wheelchair, you know, for 3 months, had the plate put in, the whole nine yards. And so I was always a walker, and that was kind of like my time with the Lord. I would get out every day, usually walk morning and evening, and just walk and talk to the Lord. And all of a sudden, you know, I didn't have that. So through the inactivity, there's come a complacency. Mm-hmm. Things weren't the same, so you fall out of your routine, so it's not that same. And then, of course, physically, I'm not active, so I've put on some weight because I'm eating the same, but I could burn it off walking every day. It's not going anywhere anymore. And so I'm having to learn, you know, I've got to start doing something different that's going to work, since I can't do the old thing. And, you know, we can't do the old thing anymore. It has to be the new thing. And so, I mean, I relate to where you're at. I'm hearing the same thing from the Lord. And I know many listeners out there can relate and are hearing the same thing. You know, God's getting ready to do something powerful this year.
And I like the tree and the fall. As you're talking, all this is coming to my mind, because if the trees are in my house, okay, and it's beautiful, so you see the beauty of what you have, then all dies out. Then you clean it up because you have all these leaves,
mm-hmm.
but you can make it fun, the cleanup.
Yep.
Because I see one that you pile all these leaves together when my kids were little and we had a tree that will shed and we will pile all this mm-hmm. leaves together and they will dive into it and the dogs will jump in and, you know, make a mess and we will laugh and then we did it again until we clean up and throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
So even though sometimes changes are hard, doesn't mean we have to be miserable through it.
That's right.
We can make fun and we can enjoy it and not do it alone
mm-hmm.
and do it as a team. And encourage each other with friends. So understand that I don't have to go through this alone. Actually, I'm going to start a fast, not a complete fast of not eating,
mm-hmm.
but a cleansing of changing my eating habits, which, you know, no sugar, no chocolate is not an easy task.
Yes.
Okay. And so to do that is not going to be easy, but having somebody that is going to do it with me,
mm-hmm.
we can be accountable and encourage each other and then find new ways to eat that is healthy, but
satisfies.
That is satisfying mm-hmm. and tasty. You know, it's how we look at things and then making a choice. And the Bible says, and I don't know where it is right now, but as a man thinketh, so is he.
Mm-hmm.
The mind has a lot of power. It's what are we putting in that mind so we can move forward?
Exactly.
And as you said, when the leaves fall and you have all this space, now you can see what you couldn't see before. So many times we are in a location that we are just consume with what we see that we can't see beyond that.
Exactly.
And sometimes the Lord has to go, okay, we need to clean up and get all this junk dead and out of the way so you can see to what I'm seeing, okay, to what the Lord is seeing for our life mm-hmm. and our future. And then we can see with a different perspective. And that's how we walk it through. It's hard. Again, we got to get rid of all that junk.
Mm-hmm.
We need to clean up. Pick it up, throw it away so it doesn't stay in our yard.
Yes.
Okay. And becomes decay, but we want to get rid of it, throw it away so the new tree,
exactly.
which is us, in the spring, we can start blooming again.
Uh-huh.
But now it's all new.
Love it's
it. Transformation. And now we have that sweet aroma of worship that can come and be transformed and walk in a completely new path.
Amen.
And I'm really looking forward to it. Is it going to be easy, especially the first 3 days of me not having certain things? No, it's not going to be easy because my body is going to scream at me and say, hey,
uh-huh.
especially when I sit in front of my TV with yep. my dessert,
right?
with my comfort food.
And your remote is like, yeah.
Yes. And instead of doing that, turn the TV off and read.
That's it.
And little by little, I'm making changes. I read by, I can't think of the author right now. Dr. Livingood. I just read a book by him. And he goes, if you do something, 1% of the things that you have in the list, 1% every day, within 30 days, you'll have 30% improvement. Within a year, you'll have 365% improvement.
Wow.
But instead of concentrating on the whole year, concentrate on 1% a day. Just one thing that you can add a day. Can tremendously change your life.
That's awesome.
I read another one that I was reading. I'm telling you, I started reading again. and it's The Perfect Week. And he's saying, if you add something and just work on it 15 minutes a day, within 6 months, that will be transformation. In his case, he says, I have... The book he wrote, mm-hmm. he says, I put 15 minutes a day to writing this book.
Wow.
That's all I did. I didn't have time for anything else. In 6 months, the book was finished.
Wow.
And we usually tend to think of the entire thing, mm-hmm. and it's so overwhelming that we don't even start because we feel like a failure before we start. if we do just do one thing a day. So what do you think about?
I need to apply that is what I'm thinking. Because definitely, and I was just telling Mark earlier when I first got here, he was talking, I don't know how we got on the subject of writing. And I said, yeah, I've got a few books started. But I've started. And, you know, I pick them out every once in a while and, you know, might add a few lines here and there and that's it. Or I rewrite and start all over. And I, you know, I have not just sat down and really worked on it bit by bit and pressed through. So, you know, that's really, there's no coincidence that we were talking about that earlier and you just said that. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I hear you.
Because a lot of times we complicate things.
Mm-hmm.
And we think, oh my gosh, I got to put all these hours and whatever, but it's just
bit by bit.
If we break it down to little bits, it's not so bad. I you have mentioned 2 Corinthians 3:18. You want to read that?
Mm-hmm. Let me get back there.
As you look that, it's just, I know that everybody out there, it's something different.
Yeah.
But if we, whatever it is, if we can do just one little thing a day, it will change us tremendously, mm-hmm. and it won't be as painful as saying, I got to quit all these things today, and it's so overwhelming that we can't do it.
Exactly. Ooh, man, 2 Corinthians 3:18, and I didn't see this before, but I'm seeing it now. And we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. And then I just thought, unveiled faces, those leaves that were blocking, and all of a sudden, they're removed.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was like, okay, I see, Lord. And we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Our last show, we talked about being led by the Spirit, walking in the Spirit.
That's right. And as you're talking, you know, because of our lives, our circumstances, our backgrounds,
mm-hmm.
we see things in a certain perspective.
Yeah.
Okay. Education, tradition, we were born, how our families are raised. It has a lot to do with how we see things.
Yeah.
How we're treated. So therefore, we need to ask the Lord to cleanse our glasses.
Yeah.
You know, because I know that when my glasses have fingerprints or whatever, it just doesn't look clear.
It's distorted.
Yeah, it's distorted. And we need our glasses to be cleansed. And the falling of the leaves, total cleansing. Because when the leaves come out, they all come down.
Mm-hmm.
You look at these trees and they don't have anything.
No.
And it's totally stripped. And there's a time of dormancy,
mm-hmm.
you know, that, but the life is still there and it's working. And sometimes we feel like nothing is happening. Or I'm stuck, and actually the Lord is working in us. We just don't see it. The Lord never stops working in us.
That's right.
We don't know what he's doing around us to make things happen. We just need to take that time. Sometimes it's a time of rest and to seek him out. And like in your case, what I got when you said you were in a wheelchair, you said my time that I spent with the Lord was walking. And he was saying, I want you to spend time with me no matter where you're at.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And now because you're in this wheelchair, and I understand because I ended up a few years ago on a wheelchair too. It was totally different. My perspective was completely changed.
Mm-hmm.
My heart went out to anybody that has any disability. I've had different situations in my life, you know, like that one, it was in the wheelchair. I was in crutches a few, three different times that I can remember. I had Bell's palsy and my eyelid was frozen so I couldn't blink. You don't know how important blink is until you lose it. I was going blind. I couldn't drive.
Oh, man.
My perspective was wrong and they had to put, I had to put cream in my eyes. in chains. So then I will, the door is open and I hit the wall every time. So I couldn't drive because I will crash. Mm-hmm. Every part of our body, every part of our spirit, every part of our soul is very important. Mm-hmm. It all works together to complete us.
Exactly.
As we have talked in other shows, we need to be grateful for everything and we need to take care of everything for total transformation to be able to happen. Mm-hmm. So it's not just the soul or the spirit or the body. We need to work in all of it. So divide our time not to just work on somebody and something specific, but to put a little bit on each one daily so we can have total transformation.
Yes.
And we can see things the Lord wants us to see it. So it's like getting out of ourselves, mm-hmm, and really focusing on the Lord. What do you think?
I think you're right on. And I think that's an area where God's trying to grow us up, you know, and bring a new, fresh maturity,
yes,
into our lives. Not that, you know, we weren't mature, but a tree is always growing, you know. It never stops growing. And that's kind of why, you know, it has to go through the different stages that it does. He calls us, he refers to us over and over in the Word as trees. Mm-hmm. And we are to be trees of righteousness for the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. I think that's Isaiah 61. And then it's Psalms 1,
yes,
3 that talks again about us being trees planted for the Lord. And those trees go through different stages. Then it talks in Ezekiel about being trees, and the leaves are healing. And it's so important to allow ourselves.
Yes.
We don't like change. We don't want to go through the stripping away and
all like trimming.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, the pruning, as Joyce would say. Yes. We don't want to be pruned. But you have to be pruned so that you have new growth. Larger growth.
Yes. So we've been talking about being like a tree, growing like a tree. We're going to take a short break, come back, and get more into this.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you.
Joyful. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Joyful.
Today, today.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. We know he's coming
around. We know he's coming around. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready?
Join us every Thursday night for discipleship encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Hello and welcome back to Turn the Light On. This is Martita and Patty together today as sisters, just having a great time encouraging each other in our path that we're headed for the 2024.
Amen.
We're super excited. We've been talking about transformation, what the Lord has put in our hearts. That is a spirit, soul, and body transformation, mm-hmm. not just one or the other, but it's the wholeness of our entire being.
Yes.
That we're talking about. We talk about it, and we want to say things, you know, to encourage you and to lead you into it. But the word is mighty and has power in the spirit. And so we're going to read out of the word Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. You go ahead and get started.
All right. Verse 10. A final word. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you'll be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places.
Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of this, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
And then pray in the Spirit at all times, on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere.
Amen.
Amen.
The word is telling us we don't have to do this alone. Make sure that you put up the armor of God. In other words, get really close to the Lord, study the word, be encouraged by the word, pray mm-hmm. at all times. Because he is the one that's going to help us mm-hmm. walk through this transformation and keep walking forward. Don't look back. Move forward. Have an amazing 2024. We pray for you that the yes. Lord will touch you, that he will put you and give you the vision for 2024 yes. for you, that your life will be totally transformed as you walk hand in hand with the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, everything, do it in Christ.
Amen.
Let him show you the new perspective. Let him clear your glasses so you can be blessed, transform, and have a new life. Be blessed.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.